This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news out of stories first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari holds discussion with top leaders of different political parties on contemporary issues. Nepal Communist Party's standing committee meeting sets agenda for next meeting called on Friday, meeting to review government's performance and other political issues. Nepal confirmed 629 new cases of coronavirus today, taking national tally to 10,728. And European Union planning to reopen external borders on 1st July, European Union considers barring Americans from travel list. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari held discussion with top leaders of various political parties on the contemporary issues at her residence today. Presidency Personal Secretary Besaraj Adhikari shared the information that President held discussion with top leaders on contemporary issues, including control and prevention of COVID-19 and constitution amendments. Former Prime Ministers, leaders of different political parties, Speaker, Chairperson and Vice-Chairperson of the National Assembly, and the political parties representing in the parliament were invited in the meeting. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party NCP today concluded with a decision to meet again on Friday after setting an agenda for the same. At the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Baluwatar, Chairperson's Dua, KP Sharma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda spoke about the current situation in the meeting. Following the meeting, NCP spokesperson Ryan Kaji Shrestha informed that the chairperson Dua expressed views about government performance, party and overall situation, as well as current challenges and opportunities. On the occasion, the chairperson stressed on the need of moving the government and party ahead by leaving the positive and negative situation on the basis of norms and values of communist ideology as well as people's mandate. Similarly, Deputy Head of NCP Central Publicity and Publication Department, Surya Thapa, said that the meeting has approved different agendas, including prevention, control and treatment of coronavirus problem and solution of border dispute, overall review of government activities, review of parties' activities, remaining task of party unification and MCC. With the confirmation of 629 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 10,728. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Minister of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 110 females and 519 males were tested virus positive in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 114 people have returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 2,334 people have returned home following health recovery. Likewise, as per the latest update, 193,194 PCR tests have been carried out across the country, while 283,696 RDT tests have been carried out so far. Likewise, 6,828 PCR tests and 12,112 RDT tests were carried out in the last 24 hours. The World Bank has pledged to provide 12 billion rupees to the government of Nepal for energy development and COVID-19 crisis management. The loan agreement was signed by Finance Secretary Shishir Dungana and World Bank's Nepal Director Paris Haddad Jarboz. The Finance Ministry has said that the fund will be utilized to bolster financial status of Nepal Electricity Authority, expand Nepal's clean energy market in the region, set up federal and provincial structure of Nepal Electricity Authority, and set up independent, transparent and accountable regulatory body to strengthen energy sector in the country. As many as 1,260 people have returned home today from 7 different countries. The COVID-19 Crisis Management Center has said that they stranded Nepalese in various countries during the coronavirus pandemic have been brought to home. Today alone, 258 people were brought from Australia, 409 people from Saudi Arabia, 152 people from the UAE, 155 people from Kuwait, 4 from Malaysia, and 282 from the USA. The foreign detainees have been kept at regional holding centers set up by the Nepal Army. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back now, rest of the news updates. The newly Sri Lankan ambassador, newly appointed Sri Lankan ambassador to Nepal, Himali Arun Thilaka, paid a courtesy call on chairperson of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timmalsena, at Leto's office in Ahmedabad today. The discussion was held regarding bilateral ties, cooperation between two countries, among other issues. Chairperson Timmalsena during the meeting expressed his belief that newly appointed ambassador Thilaka would play significant role for further strengthening multidimensional relationship between Nepal and Sri Lanka. The armed police force deputed along the Nepal-India border has continued its campaign to take control and quarantine the individuals covertly entering Nepal without any permission. The campaign has been strictly put in place along the border checkpoint, which falls under the coverage area of the APF Nepal No. 3 Gadimai Battalion Headquarters, Situan. APFC Additional Inspector General and Gadimai Battalion Commander Krishna Bhakta Brahmachari informed that those sneaking into Nepal from border entry points without any permission are being quarantined in coordination with the local governments. The local bodies across the country have unveiled the annual budgets for the upcoming fiscal year as per the legal provision. Most of the local bodies have prioritized the health sector amidst the coronavirus pandemic. For the upcoming fiscal year, Kathmandu Metropolis has unveiled 16.47 billion rupees budget. The Metropolis plans to collect 6.76 billion rupees from internal resources. Meanwhile, Pokhara Metropolis has also unveiled a budget of 6.19 billion rupees. Likewise, Lalitpur Metropolis has unveiled the annual budget of 4.79 billion rupees, making third highest budget among metropolis in the country. Today itself, Bharatpur Metropolis brought the budget of 4.15 billion rupees. Birganj Metropolis unveiled the budget of 3.86 billion rupees and Biradnagar Metropolis estimated 3.37 billion budget for upcoming fiscal year. The PCR tests have kicked up in the leg from today following increasing number of coronavirus infections, making highest number of infections in a single district in Karnali province. State Minister for Health Navraj Rawat inaugurated the PCR setting center today. The machine for the PCR test at the Delhi headquarters will test more than 100 samples, ending the compulsion of sending swabs to Surkhet or Jumla district. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM news. Now on to some international updates. The European Union ambassadors met on Wednesday to plan reopening external borders on 1st July, and travellers from the US could be among those not allowed in. A number of European countries are keen to open up to tourists, but others are worried of continued spread of coronavirus infection. The 27-member bloc must first agree the measures that non-European countries should meet before deciding on a safe list. Likewise, the virus is spreading in the US, so it is likely Americans would be barred. According to reports from Brussels, Brazil, Russia and other countries with highest infection rates would also be left off from a safe list. Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Tuesday held a video conference with Russian and Indian foreign ministers, calling on the three countries to send positive signals to the rest of the world by jointly combating COVID-19, promoting economic development and safeguarding international justice. Wang said COVID-19 has brought unprecedented threats to the lives and health of the people of all the countries. And the world economy is mired in an unprecedented recession and the international stability is experiencing unprecedented challenges as well. Meanwhile, Indian External Affairs Minister Yash Jaishankar reported to have said recognizing the legitimate interest of partners along with respecting international laws is key to building a durable world order and expanding cooperation. More than 5.7 million people have returned home after health recovery from coronavirus infection across the globe. The data collated by data analyst Worldometer shows 9.39 million cases of coronavirus have been reported across the world and leaving 3.78 million active cases. Likewise, more than 480,000 people have also died of coronavirus across the world. Meanwhile, the US has the highest number of infection cases with more than 2.42 million people, leaving Brazil in the second position. Corona infections in Brazil have crossed 1.15 million today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to continue at many places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province 5. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. President Vidyadevi Bhandari holds discussion with top leaders of different political parties on contemporary issues. Nepal Communist Party's standing committee meeting sets agenda for next meeting called on Friday, meeting to review government's performance and other political issues. Nepal confirmed 629 new cases of coronavirus, taking national tally to 10,728. And European Union planning to restart external borders on 1st July. European Union considers barring Americans from travel list. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.